This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline and Ezra on the evening edition. Lindmark joins us in the studio as we take a look at stocks and markets, but specifically...
Supermarkets
are the focus. Lynn, I understand there was a bit of... commotion in Johor, specifically Aeon Tabrau supermarket, has been shut down for a day. I might have seen this on social media.
Yeah, so what happened yesterday was that the Johor Crown Prince Tunku Ismail Sultan Ibrahim, along with his wife, Cikwan Khalida Bustamam, they turned up at the Aeon in Tabrau. And out of the blue, TMJ announced that he was going to foot the bill for all the shoppers' groceries, up to 3,000 ringgit per person.
Wow.
So obviously there was a mad dash for the supermarket, right? Mm-hmm. TMJ is estimated to have spent about over 1 million ringgit. He's quoted as saying, I'm not a politician, right. I don't need votes, but I sincerely love my people. So the social media response to this has been interesting. I'm sure you've seen some of it as well. A lot of people are sharing their hauls, talking about the things they bought. Some of them are giving away the extra things they bought because they bought it but didn't actually need it, you know, in the spirit of there's a free offer, you know, so I'm going to do it.
In the spirit of freeness.
So, but there was also, on the other hand, there was some criticism from netizens because they said that the 1 million ringgit maybe could have been better spent if it was channeled to people in need.
A lot of the criticism was surrounding, I guess, the mess that was left. And it was not just so much about, you know, what was clean or what was dirty in the house. It was just the wastage.
What do you mean? Was it like looting?
It looked like a scene of a place that just got looted, right?
Wow.
So if many of those shoppers weren't able to, I guess, get to the cashier in time, it was just left there, all of this. So everything that was, I guess, perishable, you know, it turned out to be a lot of waste. So that has been sort of the other perspective of this particular event.
So the supermarket has been closed until further notice. And I guess, you know, we can understand why. It's been stripped practically.
Well, it needs a cleanup. Has the stock... Aeon stock reacted to this?
This afternoon they hit a nearly 7-month high of 2.10 ringgit per share. But then, and actually Aeon bucked the trend today. So global markets were all in the red because of Middle East tensions. But Aeon's been moving upwards, I think, over the past 2-3 days or so. And its parent company, Aeon Co. in Japan, is in the midst of a restructuring that appears to be bearing fruit. So this could have also had some impact on the Malaysian stock. Aeon in Japan posted a record annual operating profit. They exceeded analyst expectations, and they caused a jump in share price both in Japan and here on Bursa.
Yeah.
So yesterday afternoon, Aeon's stock price went from 1.84 ringgit to just shy of 2 ringgit by market close. And since this morning, it's continued to push higher. They closed up 3% at 2.06 ringgit.
Well, you know, here's a good question. If someone else were footing the bill, what would you put in your supermarket trolley? Do give us a call. 0377109000.
Well, Caroline's not a politician. You don't need the votes, but you just love the people.
I love the people.
All right.
I'm all about the people.
Stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.